We saw the big presentation of gallium, which was the head-to-head comparison of obinutuzumab versus rituximab administered with chemotherapy. And it was institution choice chemotherapy. So in that trial, patients could have received either CHOP or CVP or bendamustine. But what the trial showed was that patients who received the obinutuzumab, they actually had a better progression-free survival than patients that received the rituximab. So what initially was reported was the 2 to 3 year progression-free survival rate, and it was about approximately 6 to 7% higher with the obinutuzumab. It did come with a little bit of a trade-off, though, and that trade-off was, of course, a higher risk of infusion-related reactions, which generally are manageable with obinutuzumab and not something of great concern in my mind, but a slightly higher risk of infection and neutropenia as well. So I think, you know, based on that data, it was shown to be a better regimen. So the obinutuzumab does seem to be a better antibody than rituximab for follicular lymphoma. But whether or not it's translated into the standard of care, I think is still uncertain. You know, here in Canada, we're kind of in limbo because it's not yet approved or funded in that setting. So we haven't had to actually grapple with it yet ourselves. So in my own clinic, I'm still using rituximab. I think from the colleagues that I speak with in the U.S. who have ready access to it, I think it's a 50-50 thing. I'm hearing that some people have moved on and are now using it up front, whereas others feel that maybe the benefit is still a little marginal and they worry about that trade-off and the slightly higher toxicity, and they're sticking with rituximab. So I think, you know, it's up to doctors to decide where they see the data lying, but it did come out as the preferred and better regimen. In this patient, I'd have to say, there are some features about her that make me worried. So she does have a high-risk FLIPI profile. She is 72. When she relapses, she's not going to be a candidate for an autologous stem cell transplant. And the one interesting thing about the gallium trial and the use of obinutuzumab is that if you look at the shape of those curves, I think it did seem to diminish the risk of earlier relapse in patients. So what we are realizing is that patients that relapse within the first 2 years of treatment do present kind of a bigger problem and are hard to treat and do have shorter survival than patients that get more durable benefit. And so I am enticed by the data suggesting that maybe it's that early risk of relapse that might be diminished with the use of the obinutuzumab, and that would be certainly desirable in this patient.
Where is this patient right now? She completed the maintenance?
Yeah, so this patient is actually still receiving her maintenance therapy, but she's actually done quite well in the combination, and we don't routinely do PET scans in my clinic, so I'd say that she achieved a partial remission by CT scan and is currently receiving maintenance and doing quite well.